Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputa's here. Catherine's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 14 years she's been hanging out with us. How about that, folks? President of her own company, Self Brand. She's one of the top global gurus. In 2014, she was recognized. She is the author of Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand, Graduate to a Great Career, on and on, a number of books that she's written that are very important, and we're so glad that she's part of our world. Catherine Caputa, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Catherine. Okay, so we've got this election going on. Perhaps the folks have heard about that, right? And we got this election coming up next year. See, if I had my way, Catherine, the whole process would not be allowed to start prior to January 1st of the year of the election. I think there's too much of the nation's business gets put on hold the first time somebody declares for president. So that's just my position, and I'm saying that to both parties. But currently, we presume the Republican candidate is going to be Mr. Trump. But on the other side of the aisle, there are a couple of dozen.
And he's a master brander.
He
is,
isn't he?
That's the important thing to realize. I mean, I think you can argue that branding helped him win the election. You know, this whole Make America Great Again, you know, it was very... You know, we had an advertising tagline that everybody could remember and relate to.
That brand, that tagline tapped into something, didn't it? Surprised a lot of people.
Something that people felt like that America had lost its hold, you know, that America, you know, we've fallen behind. And so it hit that fear that people had then that, you know, we're a great country, but we've lost our way. And so we hit that Make America Great Again. I think a lot of people could resonate with that. And I think, you know, Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, had very elaborate policy proposals, but you couldn't summarize what her candidacy was about in a sentence, you know.
Well, the other thing is, and not to beat up on her, but she never really came across like she cared about people. And in fact, she said some things that made you think that she didn't care too much about people. She was a little, more distant.
Because people say that one-on-one, she's very personable and likable warm, but she didn't generate warmth on TV, which was a problem.
Trump's brand also brought out some people, and this has come up this week with the death of Ross Perot. A lot of people mark the beginning of the movement that got Trump into the White House. They mark that as Perot's first candidacy back in 1989, I guess it was. He's tapped into that. He got about 11% of the votes, and so
and people blame him, you know, for George Bush Senior not getting reelected, etc.
Yeah.
But he really fanned this whole interest in the businessman candidate.
That's
the guy who struck it rich, self-made, on their own. They know how to make money in the business world. They can do it for the country, run the country well.
And they also realize that maybe people don't want to hear as much about the weeds of the policy and more about what you're going to do for us as a country. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, a lot of people considered Al Gore to be too much of a wonk, too wonky in his approach to things and not as personable as he should have been. So these are all branding
things,
aren't they?
And that's a very important thing to understand. People can't understand these complex things or don't want to know about them. They just want to know what's in it for me. And I think that was a problem, you know, with, you know, Hillary and certain other people, too. You know, Al Gore was and Al Gore, again, did not have the personal connection.
Yeah.
He appeared very, you know, elegant almost, but removed, you know, kind of cold, mm-hmm. hard to get to know. So that was a problem. You know.
So one of the things that I've heard people, small businesses say, things like the largest inventory in the tri-state area. Well, you know what? That doesn't mean as much to me as something that would be more specific to me. And so in terms of branding, in terms of a tagline, these are lessons that small businesses, as you and I, this is what you do all the time, is helping them understand.
Right.
Look at these national messages and boil them down right. to what you can learn from their mistakes and from their successes, right?
Yeah, and I think a key thing for branding is thinking outside in. Who's my target audience? What reaction do I want to get from them? And how do I get that reaction?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really talking to their needs and their feelings and that kind of thing. I think the other thing, and we're going to get to the Democratic candidates in
right.
a second, is the other thing that Trump did is, you know, he positioned himself as a maverick, as somebody who was, you know, against not an established politician type. He's the person of the people from the business world. And frankly, you know, he really wasn't a person of the people because he was a billionaire, you know. But again, he portrayed himself that way. And he,
mm-hmm.
you know, didn't look like your typical president in a way with the hair, the long tie, the straight talk, you know. And that can be very compelling.
Well, he had people identified. People made them feel, he made people feel like he was kind of like them, you know, kind of the,
yeah.
Even though he was, he's not at all a regular guy. He treated
right.
people like he was a regular guy. So now we have, and just before we go to the break, now we have 20-something people, 20, count them, folks,
right.
people running on the Democrat side, and
right.
their branding, to me, doesn't seem to be, it may seem good for their base. Of course, in a primary, you run for your base. You don't run for a general election. Then you
right.
change the general election. But it seems to me that they're not nobody's really breaking out. They seem to be me tooing it. What do you think?
Well, a couple of people have broken out, you know, and I think it's still early. You know, as you said, it started way too early, but it's already started. But I think that, you know, when you have a crowded, competitive area, you really have to be very nimble, creative.
Mm-hmm. Give us one person you think is broken out.
About yourself.
Who do you think is broken out
well,
quickly before we go to a break?
I think the two that have broken out initially, you know, obviously the two that are well known, you know, is Bernie Sanders and
right.
Joe Biden, you know, are well
right.
known. But the two that were kind of relative unknowns that broke out are, in my mind, Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg. You know,
yeah.
So I think, and I'd like to talk about them more, how they did
We're going to talk about
Sanders
them. We've got to talk about Kamala Harris. I think she's another one to think about. After the break, right back with Catherine Computer. Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. I'm Jim with a B, and we'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.